The USDA has released the latest WASDE report. Here to make sense of the numbers is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Kim, were there any surprises in this report?
Yeah, I think there were some surprises, especially with corn. In the March report, corn ending stocks was 801 million bushels. The trade estimate before the report came out said that they would lower that to 721 million. It came out 801, exactly the same as it was in March. With beans, about as expected, a little lower in March is 275. The trade thought it would be 246. It came in at 250, so relatively close there. And wheat was relatively close. In the March WASDE, it was 825 million bushels. The trade was expecting it to be lowered to 792 million, and it came in at 793. So some surprises with corn, but wheat and beans about where we expected.
All right, so how did the market react to that?
Just like the previous report with the seedings, probably not according to expectations. Corn, the day of the report, it really didn't do much. It was down 25 cents the next day, as you'd expect it to be. Beans were slightly higher as expected. Wheat down 21 cents. And with the report coming in at expectations, that was kind of a surprise.
All right, so then with all that information, what do you expect to happen with prices?
Well, let me give you a quote from Chris Robertson from Top Third Marketing. He said, today we have beans near the top of contract highs. Corn is slightly above the midpoint for its life of the contract price range. Wheat is setting near its contract lows. If you think you can guess where the prices are heading over the next 6 to 8 months, then you don't need us. If, however, you want to protect what's available and continue to hope for higher prices, then make a marketing plan. And I think he reflects most market analysts. We don't have a clue where prices are going. We have an idea of the ranges. If you look at the Kansas City Board of Trade, I've been predicting the harvest cash price at $5.75. I still think that's going to be relatively close for central Oklahoma.